Hello, Mr. Breff.
Hello, thanks for having me.
In a couple of weeks, your new movie, Wish I Was Here, starts officially in Germany. The film seems to be a very personal one to me, similar to the first movie maybe, Garden State. But when I read the press and the critics, then there is all this talk about crowdfunding and financing the movie. Am I completely mistaken?
It's funny you say that. Literally, this is the last bit of press I'm doing for the whole film. Actually, the Zurich Film Festival. So this is the second to last. And it's been really interesting that in Europe, there's way more interest in the movie and the interpretation of the movie. Of course, they're interested in the crowdfunding. There's a question or two about it because it's relevant and it's sort of groundbreaking. But in the United States, it was 98% talk about the crowdfunding and 2% about the film. So it's funny, as when you do a world tour like this, you really see the difference in a huge difference in how the United States press receives a film and how the European press receives a film.
Would you finance a film a second time like this?
No. It was an extraordinary amount of work. It really was quadruple the amount of work. And related to your first question, I feel kind of sadly that it really overshadowed the film itself, which was totally counterproductive, really, if you want to make a movie. It was a really cool experiment, and I feel pretty confident that the 47,000 people had a good time. But it was a one-time experiment, and it really was not only a whole lot of work, but also again, it sort of, in a way, at least in the United States, almost upstaged the film.
When I look at Garden State and Wish I Was Here, I am under the impression that fear and the process of dealing with loss are key questions for you. Are they?
Yeah, I think that the fear of death is what propels us as humans, and both films are about dealing with that. This film is called Wish I Was Here, meaning wish I was here in the moment to appreciate my life, not worried about the future, not worried about the past, but present and appreciating my life for its short duration. And yeah, I think quite literally in the fantasies, this character is running from death. And I think that death and is a character in both films.
Beside the content, there's the musical aspect of your films that impress me. There are, of course, bands like The Shins, Coldplay or Paul Simon and all the other contemporary indie bands. From a radio perspective, that must be one of the biggest challenges in the making, to make a decision for these 15 songs. Or is that pretty easy?
No, it's very hard. It takes a lot of time. And it really is about what works with the imagery. Because you can try 1,000 songs, and we do. My editor and I have a joke. We wait until the song, combined with the images, makes the hair on our arms stand up from goosebumps. So it's a visceral reaction. And we kind of go, we point and go, okay, well, that's a candidate. So you can have the most famous band in the world, and the song doesn't work, or you could have an unknown artist and the song does work. We really try and be completely unbiased in filling out the soundtrack.
Do we have to wait another 10 years for the next Zach Braff movie?
No, I promise not. I mean, it was really hard. You know, first of all, I was doing Scrubs for some of that time, and it was very hard to make another film. And also, you know, for my fans, I don't want to make crap. I could have gone and done something super commercial and something I didn't really believe in. But I want to give my fans something good. And in order to do that, you have to fight. You really do. I mean, everyone passed on Garden State. Everyone passed on this film. It's a struggle. And I don't want anyone to think that it's easy. It takes a lot of creativity to actually get something made.
We got a question via Twitter from Lily of the Valley. She asks if you're interested to be part of a new television series. You just mentioned Scrubs. Are you?
I would like to do that. When I find the right one, when I find the right moment, if he had asked me that a year ago, I probably would have said no. But what's happened in the last couple years with television is pretty miraculous. I think more and more people are frustrated with the process of making films in this day and age. It's become harder and harder. Darren Aronofsky, one of our premier filmmakers, had a wonderful speech where he outlined, you know, how impossible it was to get a film made, and then the extraordinary amount of money that has to go into advertising it. It's really hard to have a success. And more filmmakers are moving to television. So yeah, I completely would.
Another question comes from Loretta, and she asks you, why do you like train riding?
I love the train. I grew up next to a train. I've always loved trains. Actually, I used to have model trains. But I ride the train because it's often the fastest route. In New York City, I ride the subways all the time. In London, I ride the tube. I just got off the train here from Berlin. So I don't know. I think people have in their minds, they think when you get to be famous or a known celebrity, you don't ride the public transportation anymore. And at least for me, that's not true.
You are in Germany to present your movie to the crowdfunders yesterday in Berlin and here to present it at the Filmkunstmesse in Leipzig. Do you have a chance to see more than hotel rooms and the train?
Not too much. In Berlin, a little bit. I walked around some, got to eat some amazing food. Here, we literally just did like a half-hour loop around this hotel just to take in a little bit of the town. But no, you know, I'm not really here as a tourist. I'm here as a director to present my film, and in order to do that, you have to get the word out, and that's what I'm here to do, is talk to journalists and present the film.
What are the next steps for you after the presenting of the film in Zurich? A holiday?
Yeah, I need a break. I just, you know, I was doing all of this, especially the release in North America, while doing 189 shows in a row in Woody Allen's first Broadway musical, Bullets Over Broadway. The finish line is Zurich Film Festival on the 26th, and I think I may just collapse into a heap and weep. So I don't know. I'll probably get back to work in the new year, but I think I'll probably take... Well, actually, that's not even true. I just got a call about directing a TV pilot. So maybe I'll work in November. I don't know. I'm a workaholic. But I'm definitely going to sleep the month of October.
Thank you very much for your time and for the interview.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.